Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog, Effective Leadership Skills for Managers. If you're thinking about developing effective leadership skills for yourself or your managers, then check yourself against this list of leadership skills and see how you measure up. In order to get the best results from yourself and others, it's important to do the right things and, at the same time, avoid doing the wrong things. Of course, the next questions are, what are the right things and what are the wrong things? Often the line that separates the two can be blurred. Let us clarify the line and state, what are the virtues to be developed and what are the vices to avoid? Here is a list of pairs, virtues and vices. Check yourself against this list and see how you measure up. Are you 1. Mentally goal-focused or a drifter? 2. As a communicator, are you specific or vague? 3. In your work practice, are you organized or disorganized? 4. In conflict situations, are you emotional or rational? 5. In your own soul, are you determined to make progress or too afraid to try? 6. With respect to your effect on others, how do you inspire positive emotions? Or don't you? I.e., are you a net provider or a net receiver of emotional strength? Let's examine the facts. Are you mentally a goal-focused individual or a drifter? The most important thing about you is your goals. What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to win more work or are you trying to avoid work? Are you trying to make more progress or are you trying to cut your losses? Are you trying to make a profit or are you just drifting? The drifter is the person who is not consciously working to achieve any specific goal that will add value to himself or his family. The drifter is therefore wasting his talents by neglecting them. Be a goal-focused individual, not a drifter. 2. As a communicator, are you specific or vague? If you are a goal-focused individual, then in order to achieve your goals, you will need to communicate with others. But can you use language effectively so that you're able to explain yourself with clarity? Or do you have difficulties expressing yourself? Are your messages sometimes misunderstood or confused? Do you write and speak in ways which are clear and precise? Or are your messages sometimes too vague and generalized? Strive always for accuracy in language. How? Well, by 1, giving definitions. 2, give illustrative examples. 3, use numbers to express specific details. 4, use paragraphs. 5, use logic. Avoid sloppy formulations and incomplete sentences. Avoid general statements. Avoid swearing. Avoid abstract notions. And favor the use of specific instances. Remember this, clarity is a virtue and vagueness is a vice. 3. In your work practice, are you more organized or disorganized? Organization is at the heart of successful action. Disorganization is the prelude to disaster. Ask any soldier, an organized unit will defeat a larger but disorganized army. Ask any doctor, a tissue sample that shows signs of disorganization is suspected of being cancerous. Ask any business owner, disorganization will increase costs and decrease productivity. Disorganization will put him or her out of business. Organization means 5 things. Organization means 1, having the right objects or people, in the right places, at the right time, being used in a synchronized way, in order to achieve a predetermined purpose. This organization is the opposite of any one or combination of the above list, i.e. the wrong object or person in the wrong place at the wrong time performing unsynchronized or purposeless action. Strive to be ever more organized. 4. In conflict situations, are you more emotional or rational? Emotional or rational in conflict situations? When in a conflict situation, be rational, not emotional. Emotional conflict means the following. Don't do any of the following things. 1. Refer mostly to your feelings, anger, upset, frustration, annoyance, etc. 2. Don't focus on revenge. Make him pay the price. Assassinate his character to everyone who is around you. Badmouth him and burn all bridges. Let your anger take control and get it off your chest. Say far too much, because you can always regret it later, at your leisure. Point your finger in her face. Show them how they make you feel. Or shout, scream and swear. Rational conflict means the following. Verbally, refer only to the facts, not your feelings. Focus on the solutions to the conflict, not on revenge. Avoid character assassinations. Be wary that you don't say too much. Don't point your finger, nor point your pen. Don't shout, scream, or swear. Be a rational being, not an emotional one. 5. Inspired to make progress, or are you afraid to try? There are two primary emotions that drive human actions, fear and desire. Most people want to do good things, but they're too afraid to try. So for some, their desire for achievement outweighs their fear. And for others, their fears outweigh their desires. Those who win are the members of the first group. Their desire outweighs their fear. Those who lose are the members of the second group. Their fears outweigh their desire. Join the first group. Develop your high ambition. Make the world a better place. At the same time, shrink your fears. Think big. Don't let your fears outweigh your desires. 6. Are you a net provider or a net receiver of emotional strength? There is a way of thinking that inspires strength and confidence, and there is an opposite way of thinking that saps strength and confidence. Most people sway back and forth between the two styles. Some, though, are stuck in the energy-sapping zone. Be wary. These people can suck the life out of any team. Only 16% of the total population, or less, are in the first zone, providing the confidence for the other 84%. Join the 16% who are consciously and consistently striving to give confidence away to others. Do that by telling people the following things. 1. That the future will be better than the present and the past. 2. That advances in technology and growing populations will ensure an ever-growing opportunity to do business. 3. That all reasonable goals are attainable. 4. That each individual is free to improve his or her performance up to the highest degree possible. 5. That there is no value to be gained by talking yourself down. 6. That there is every benefit to be gained by building your own confidence. 7. That you can build self-confidence by setting goals and writing detailed plans and getting on with it. Don't dish out predictions of despair. Dish out messages of strength and optimism. consciously and consistently strive to give confidence to others. Thank you.